An international controversy has flared up in the Middle East, and that's where we start today's edition of CNN 10. Hello, everyone. I'm Carl Azuz. Late last week, an Iranian nuclear scientist was assassinated. His name was Mohsen Fakhrizadeh. He was said to have been involved for decades in Iran's controversial nuclear program. We don't know exactly how he was killed. Different Iranian news agencies have had differing accounts of what happened. But Iranian officials say the attack was complex and involved weapons that were controlled remotely, and Iranian media say it involved gunfire and an explosion from a car that was located near the one Fakhrizadeh was traveling in east of his country's capital. CNN cannot independently confirm this information, and while other countries say they don't know who carried out the attack, Iran is blaming Israel. These two nations are enemies in the region. A news agency run by the Iranian government says the weapons that were used were made in Israel and had Israeli markings on them. But the agency didn't show any pictures to support its accusation, and again, CNN can't confirm that report. Israel's government hasn't commented on Iran's accusation, but Israel's prime minister did mention the scientist's name in 2018, saying Fakhrizadeh was the leader of a secret nuclear weapons program, and other officials have said that as well. More recently, an Israeli settlement affairs minister says he has no idea who killed Fakhrizadeh, and he called the attack, quote, very embarrassing for Iran. The leaders of several countries have spoken out against the attack, and they've called for calm in the region. But Iranian leaders say the assassination was an act of state terror, and they've promised that they will take revenge for it in the days ahead. Part of the reason why international officials are concerned about that, the United States is a close ally of Israel and a rival of Iran. So the question is, if Iran strikes Israel, will the U.S. get involved?